Hello, and welcome to the AU Wishbone, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the WarEagleReader.com and the War Eagle Sports Radio Network. And now by Audible.com and by the book tour for Ken Ringer's Lorindo, which I still don't have a sound audio for. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and I'm joined as always by my co-host.
I'm John Ringer.
And John, it was a pretty darn good weekend, wasn't it?
It was really good.
I mean, Saturday was good. Sunday even was good. We had college football on Sunday. Not particularly good college football, but we had actual honest-to-goodness SEC football on Sunday. So I could do that more often.
That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday?
Man, I call that four good days. I come home on Mondays from work and I'm like, I mean, I wish there was a football game tonight, you know, an actual football, not that pro stuff. And so, yeah, that was really neat. But we'll talk about the Sunday one a bit later on. But we played an 11 o'clock in the morning road SEC game, and we didn't just win, did we?
No.
We did not just win.
We crushed them. Took it to Mississippi State. It was great.
When your wife says, this one's kind of boring, I'm like, you know? I'm like, I know, and I like it that way. I don't want it to be stressful. I'm enjoying a nice – I mean, it's been a while since we've gotten to enjoy a win that comfortable against a – you know, I mean, they've handled us, you know, on and off the last few years, so – I don't consider them one of our major rivals, but they're a long-time historical, you know, divisional foe for us, and they've beaten us about as often as we've beaten them the last recent few years, so it was good to just kind of put the smack down on them, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good sign for this team, and it was good for the fans to have a game where we were really in control of, and you weren't stressing and biting your fingernails the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the last time we had a game like that was with the LSU game in 2014.
For a home game, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So on the road, it's been even longer. I mean,
On the road, the last one would be the Tennessee in 2013.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was glorious, yeah. I wasn't thrilled that we lost 14-3 in the second half. What'd you think?
There were a lot of tries of, we went too conservative, Tubbershill, and that kind of stuff. Yeah. What's your feeling about that?
Well, I thought in the third quarter we got Auburn third quarteritis, which is where we have like a penalty, or we have a. It seems like we had two or three drives in the third quarter where we had like a 5 or 10 yard penalty. Am I thinking about South Carolina on Sunday? I don't know, but it seemed
like Auburn did that.
It seemed like in the third quarter we had several drives, multiple drives, where something happened that put us kind of in negative yardage behind the eight ball early, and we had to punt, and that just gave them a lot more chances, and they were determined not to be humiliated, and so, you know, everything just sort of switched over to their side by a combination of those factors. But what impressed me though was they had cut it to, what, 35-14, and the commentators were trying desperately to say this was now a ball game in the fourth, down 21 in the fourth quarter. You know, we weren't playing Tennessee, for crying out loud. And just when they started saying that, because they were still at 10 and a half, 11 minutes to go, we got the ball back, and we ran, what, an 8.5-minute drive?
Mm-hmm.
It ended with a field goal. But we ran an 8.5-minute drive that just ate up any chance that they would have had to mount any more of a comeback. And we got points at the end of it, too, although not seven. And so that made me happy because that really showed that when we needed to, we can just eat up the clock and shut the game down, you know.
No, that was big. I do think we got a little too conservative in the third quarter, but you're right. There were some setbacks. Petway had a fumble. We had a couple of penalties. It was a long pass that could have been a touchdown. Deshaun overthrew it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was sorry that was kind of banged up there, and we're all kind of waiting to see what's going to come about him. But in the meantime, they turn to...
What are you? Some kind of doomsday machine, boy!
And I thought he...
All right, time out. Time out.
Yeah.
I could barely hear that one.
Yeah, that's what it was doing when I tested it a while back. Is it the audio board was too low, and I don't understand. Let me test. Well, let me hang up and call you back, and we can pick back up again if it's working, but we'll test it, all right?
Okay.
All right, just a second.